Open your Bibles tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Since everybody's telling about when they got saved in 1973, I'm glad God passed by the old Floyd Road Baptist Church in Austell, Georgia. I'm glad God saved me, God sealed me, and I'm glad He marked me for air travel. Amen. One of these days, I'm going up. That's right. I'm glad one of these days I'll see Him face to face, and I'll get to thank Him for His amazing grace. God's been so good to me until I just can't help but tell about how wonderful He is. He saved me. He saved my wife. He saved my three boys. I've got three little granddaughters now, but one day I believe by faith God will save them. Won't that? I just want to be around to see it. Amen. Saved by the grace of God. I want to preach tonight from my favorite verses, and God's allowed me to do it. I thank Him for it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses number 6 through verse number 9, Jesus said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not on us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Our Father, I thank You for this meeting. I thank You, Father, for this dear pastor, dear Father. Lord, I thank You for his love, dear Father, for You and for people. I pray that we might be able to help tonight. Father, we didn't come to hurt, but we come to help. We come to lift Your name up, dear Father. And if You said if You'd be lifted up, You'd draw all men unto Thee. Now, bless us now in Your name, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank You. And you might be seated. Now, with these verses in our mind, I simply want to preach on tonight on that God will take care of you. God, dear friend, will take care of you. In these verses, I see three things. And then I'll preach tonight. First, I'm glad that I see treasures. Amen. Aren't you glad tonight that we've got some treasures? What are those treasures, Brother Berman? I'm glad those treasures. Dear friend, it's a gift. It's a heavenly gift. I'm glad that he that was rich, he became poor, that we through his poverty, that we might be rich. You're looking at a fellow tonight that's richer than the Clintons. Amen. I'm richer than the Rockefellers. I'm richer, dear friend, than the Hugheses. I'm glad tonight I'm an heir and a joy with Jesus Christ. Oh, that God's got. I'm glad that I own a part of it. I heard old Donald Trump the other night. He said, "I own more than anybody else." He said, "I own the largest spread." Can I tell you something? I don't believe he owns something that's 1,500 miles everywhere you look. Amen. Can I tell you tonight? I believe I own Trump the Trump. I'm glad that I'm saved. I've got a heavenly gift. I'm glad tonight that Jesus, I'm glad that He lived glory and He came to this earth and He took on the form of flesh. He was the sinless and the spotless Lamb of God. He walked up heaven in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "I believe I'll go a little farther." I'm glad He went all the way to Calvary. I'm glad He went and fought my battles. In Revelation 1:18, it said, "I'm He that was alive and was dead, but I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of hell." I want to tell you something. He went to the right hand of the throne of God, and He sat down to make intercession for you and for me. I'm here to tell you tonight, you might be troubled on every hand. You might be, dear friend, fighting a battle that won't seem to end, but you get so long. Weeping may endure it for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm glad glory is on its way. I'm glad Amen. Well, I see heavenly treasures. I thank God for the heavenly gift. I thank God for the heavenly power. I thank God, dear friend, that God didn't send second best, but God sent His very best to down the cross to where a dirty, run, low-down sinner like I was could be saved by the grace of God. Woo! I like it. Oh, David said, I was in a horrible pit, but I'm glad I was sinking in the quicksand of sin. But I'm glad Jesus reached down His hand, rescued me, placed me on the rock to say, I'm glad tonight I'm going to heaven by the blood of Jesus, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. Amen. Boy, I like it. They can take my Bible away, but they can't cut out what God has already placed in my heart. I'm glad tonight I've got a heavenly gift. Amen. I like that. But then number two, I see troubles. I see troubles. Every one of us has troubles. Every one of us has heartache. We're facing things that we never thought we'd have to face. We're having problems we never thought we'd ever have. But can I tell you something? He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And the same God that stepped down in nothing and told this world to stand is the same God that can handle all of our problems. Yes, there's trouble, but hey, glory to God, there's a God that's bigger than any trouble. Bigger than any trouble. Oh, I see treasures. I'm glad I see troubles. But then I see triumphs. I see triumphs. You see, dear friend, the devil may trouble us, but he can't destroy us. Down through the time, he's trying to destroy the people of God, but the harder he fights, the stronger we get. Listen, I'm here to tell you tonight, the devil just can't do it because I've got an older brother that's stronger than he is. And I'll send him. We may be troubled, but he won't destroy us. He may hinder us, but he cannot defeat us. Oh, I like it. Let me let that settle in a while. He may hinder us. He will hinder us. He'll bother. If he's not bothering you, you better watch out. Something's wrong. But then I tell you tonight, let him hinder all he wants to hinder, because greater is he than within the world. I'm saying tonight, we've got a cut that's stronger than any battle that we face. Amen. He may knock us down, but he'll not knock us out. Amen. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said, woe unto the man that when he falleth, he has not a friend to help him up. But I've got good news for the devil. He might knock me down, but there's a nail-scarred hand that'll reach out of heaven and help me up, wrap his arms around me, let me know everything's all right. I'm glad tonight. He may knock us down, but he'll never knock us down. Never knock us down. Never knock us down. Never knock us down. He'll never. No, he'll never. Hey, they'll never count 10 on Furman Ray Farmer. So since the time they think I'm tell God, I'll get me up again. Amen. Amen. Oh, I like that. You say, Brother Furman, churches has been counted out, but I'm glad just before the devil gets to 10, she starts to rise from the ashes. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that'll get us out. Let me give you three things tonight. Introduction. First, I'm glad God is with us in every battle that we face. In every battle. When I went to junior high school, I went to Florida Middle School in Mableton. And if anybody wanted to meet you by the flagpole, that means they wanted to whip you. And I made friends with a boy that's bigger than anybody else. His name was Sherman Bethune. And I knew everybody was afraid of Sherman. And one day somebody come up and say, "Berman, meet me at the flagpole." I knew they could whip me, but I knew they couldn't whip Sherman. I got old Sherman. We walked after the flagpole. That old fella said, "I done changed my mind. Sometimes the devil says, 'Berman, let me meet you at the flagpole. I'll go to Jesus. I'll ask him to help me.' I'm glad he goes to the flagpole with me." And the devil said, "I just believe I changed my mind." Hey, God is a God. Hey, he's greater than any person. Greater than anything. I'm glad that God cares for us in the battles that we have with ourselves. I'm my worst enemy. You're your worst enemy. But can I tell you, when I falter, he loves me. When I'm down, he loves me. When I'm up, he loves me. When I'm out, he loves me. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that even though I falter every day, I'm glad he still loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Red, yellow, black, or white, they're precious in the sight of God. I'm glad when I have battles within myself, there's a God in heaven that loves me. Ooh. I'm glad I read Jonah chapter 3 and verse 1. I bet the Bible said the Word of God came into Jonah the second time. Aren't you glad God's a God of second chances? Aren't you glad that God's a God that won't throw the clay away? Aren't you glad that God's a God that won't get angry and discard us? But God's a God that'll pick us up, wipe off our sin, place us back on the road again. I'm glad he's a God of second chances. Not only the battle with ourselves, but the battle with our sorrow. With our sorrow. I lost my dad in 2002. I lost him to Alzheimer's. That's all. I would wish that on my enemy if I had one. And for over a year, Dad didn't know who he was. Didn't know us at all. And for the last month, he couldn't speak. And he was in bed and we had turned him. And I noticed every time I'd turn him, he'd look at that right corner. And I was grieving, so I didn't understand. And one of the little hospice nurse was a Christian. And she leaned down and said, "Brother Roy, what you looking at?" And he said, "There's a man in that corner." It still didn't dawn on me. And she said, "What kind of man is he?" He said, "He's a good man. And he promised me he'd never leave this room till he took me with him." I want to tell you, friend, on the day he died, all the family was around him. My oldest sister got up and started to sing the song, "Oh, come, angel band. Oh, come around me, Saint. Oh, carry me away with thy snowy wings to thy immortal." At the time he looked in a corner, he smiled with a big smile. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm glad there's a God in heaven. Even though we go through sorrow, I'm glad God's a God that cares. Someone asked me, said, "Preacher, what was your dad doing for those weeks?" I said, "He was circling glory. He was circling glory." But I'm glad on November, I met the blessed Holy Ghost said, "Brother Roy, you got landing instructions. You land on runway grace. You get off on Mercy Avenue. I'm glad there's a God in heaven. Even though we go through sorrow, there's a God in heaven that's right there by our side." in battles with self, in battles with sorrow, but in battles with Satan, I'm glad that He cares for me. Now, I got news for some of these television folks. I can't whoop the devil. Amen. I don't mean to be mean tonight, but everybody talks about that old Benny Hinn. Let me just help you. If God wanted to use Benny Hinn, He'd make a rooster out of him. Amen. I've always heard when a hen grows, you shoot it. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we cannot face it by ourselves. We cannot face it in our own strength. But I'm glad I can go in the strength of Jesus. I can draw nigh unto Him. He can draw nigh unto me. And the devil have to flee. Not only battles with self, there's battles we face. But number two, there's burdens we carry. There's burdens we carry. Some burdens are so heavy, we've got to have God to lift them. Have you ever gotten under such a load until you go to everybody else but God? Have you ever got under such a load until it seems like you can't make it to Him? There was his hitchhiker. An old cattle truck picked him up one day, and he had a big old backpack on. The old cattleman noticed him in back of the truck, and that fella kept the backpack on and was sweating terribly. And the truck driver pulled off beside the road and said, "Sir, why don't you take that backpack off? The truck's made to carry the load. You're not." Can I tell you something? Every now and then the Holy Ghost said, "Cast all your cares on me, for I care for you." And He's telling me He's better equipped to carry the burdens I face a lot more than I am. I wondered what that verse meant for years. I heard this old colored preacher saying, and I believe he got it best. He said, "We get our shovel, and we shovel our burdens on Christ." He said, "God's got a bigger shovel, and He has shovels so with His blessings back on us." Amen. I want to tell you something. There's a God in heaven, and I'm glad tonight, if you'll just come to Him by faith, He'll lift every burden that you got. Not only some burdens, but some burdens He needs to leave. He needs to leave. The psalmist said that they go forth weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. I'm saved tonight because of a little 4'11" little mother that at midnight I'd hear her up praying. At midnight she'd call my name out in prayer. One night she walked in the room and got over me. Those tears hit me. They're like hot coals. I didn't get saved that night. But the next time the doors of the church were open, I got saved. I'm glad there's something about tears that'll reach the heart of a sinner. And we need to weep one more time. We need to weep. Not only He'll care for us through the battles we face, through the burdens we carry. I'll close with this. He loves us and cares for us through the bitterness we have. If we're not careful, our battles and our bitterness, our battles and our burdens will turn into bitterness. If we're not careful, we'll blame God and everybody else. But can I tell you, God is just whatever He does. He's a just God. Hey, we don't need to blame God. I'm telling you tonight, don't let the battles and don't let the burdens turn into bitterness. Because bitterness will dry you up. You'll not be able to shout or praise the Lord. Get rid of the bitterness of where the shout come on the scene. My first church was in Cabbage Town in Atlanta, Friendship Baptist. And we had this little old lady there walked up to me. I was just 21. You say, "How old are you now?" I ain't telling. Praise the Lord. Amen. And she said, "I've had something get so-and-so for 30 years. I said, well, what is she? She said, I can remember. I just don't like her. And I said, well, you know, God ain't going to bless us. And she said, I'll tell you, God began to tenderize her. And I'll never forget one night, a dear friend meeting got on, and I saw that Blanche go over to the other lady, and the other lady walked their bed in the middle, and they began to shout, and she walked up, and old Blanche was about 70-something years old, and she picked me up around the waist and twirled me like I was a little baby. I got so excited in the Lord, I said, I chased Blanche through the church. I said, pick me up again. Amen. There's a God in heaven that can drive the bitterness up. There's a God in heaven that can take the bitterness away. When we don't understand, just remember, He does. He does. A lot of things I don't understand, but I'm glad that God does. When we don't understand why, just remember, God does. When we wonder, God, where are you? Remember, He's just a prayer away. There's a song I like that said, every time I do a deed, I shouldn't do. Every time I say a word, I shouldn't say. Let me tell you what I'll do, and it brings a blessing to. I'll distill away somewhere and pray. I'll distill. I'll just go to Him. And I'll say, Heavenly Father, I don't understand it. Father, I do wonder why. But God, I trust You. And I know You got everything under control. Everything. Our Father, we thank You for loving us. Lord, You just said, come and deliver my heart tonight. And that's what I've tried to do. Father, I'm glad that You care for us. There might be someone tonight that's fighting bitterness. I pray that You help them. Father, You help me. There might be some that's under such a load, so many burdens. But God, there might be some that's facing battles. God, let them know that You are in control. It might not seem like it now, but God, You're there. Give us courage to face these new days with new courage and hope. In Your name we pray. Amen.